Hear ye and be abject, I am the king.
Terrific.
Oh, goody, just what I need, the subject.
Terrific.
Come on now, subject yourself just a little. You'll see what a pleasure it can be, and we can make it worth your while.
You can't buy me, man. I'm free.
Oh, free my foot. What do you want to do, run around free for? All those nagging little responsibilities, taking care of yourself. What do you want, more ulcers?
Nah, I could use some dope.
Ah, but my son, religion is the opiate of the asses. Masses.
Let us pray.
Know that our soul has the power when the body is free and the heart void of malice and offense, that the soul is then free agent and has the power spiritually and magically to act upon any matter whatsoever. Therefore, the first matter is in the soul, and the extracting of it to bring the dormant power of the pure, living, breathing spirit and eternal soul into act. Note well that every agent has its power of acting on its patient. Every essence that is distilled forth is received into a recipient. Even so, the soul and heart of man.
4,332,914!
Okay, so you're the kingpin and I'm the subject. But what if I decide to revolt?
Oh, goody. And I get hide where you storm the castle. And then my trusted servant sneaks me out in the middle of the night disguised as a Buddhist monk.
Terrific.
Well, what do you want? Live bullets or something?
No, I'd be the first to admit that blood stains the onion.
Onion? I believe you're right, you stink.
No, that's not me. It's the onion here. Say, look, a piece of the skin is peeling. Be a prince and help me pull this off.
Terrific. Now he wants me to go crawling around on my hands and knees peeling onions. I shall subject myself to this no longer.
He walks off, arm in arm, into the sunset.
Well, here I am again, just peeling the skin off this old onion. And as I do so, it gets smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller.